Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2557. Our all-time favorite frugal things to stuff in a holiday stocking, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day to read from some of the world's best blogs covering personal finance. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Our all-time favorite frugal things to stuff in a holiday stocking, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. Buying for the holidays doesn't have to be expensive. A thoughtful gift is much better and usually more appreciated than an expensive gift. That's not to say we never give expensive gifts, but we rarely stuff them in holiday stockings, no matter how small they may be. What we like stuffing in holiday stockings are thoughtful, inexpensive gifts. So today, I thought I'd share some of our all-time favorite frugal holiday stocking stuffers to gear up for this much-anticipated annual holiday that typically accumulates in gift-giving between family and friends. In this household, we love giving gifts, but we don't love spending gobs of money just to spend money. Just in case you're new around here, we love the holidays, but we also hold frugality in high regard. So whether you're looking for a gift for a coworker, for the office holiday party, or if you're shopping for your husband's stocking that's hanging by the fireplace, we have some great ideas for you. So without further ado, let's get right down to our list. Our favorite frugal holiday stocking stuffers. Oh, and just in case you're wondering, these are in no particular order. That's how I like to roll around here. Number one, lip balm. Now, I'm not talking cheapo chapstick that you pick up at the register of a gas station. I'm talking about a smooth, silky lip balm that you put some thought into, maybe even buy a few. We're definitely frugal, but that doesn't mean we're cheap. We're completely fine with spending a few bucks on a nice lip balm for someone we care about. Number two, specialty soaps and lotions. Another option for frugal stocking stuffers are specialty soaps and lotions. Just like lip balm, I'm not talking about a 12-pack of float-in-the-tub ivory soap. I'm talking about something that smells good and feels good, something that's going to make the recipient feel like they're taking a spa day in their own bathroom. Number three, cold hard cash. I would be remiss if I didn't mention our number one all-time favorite holiday stocking stuffer. Told you this wasn't in order. It's really hard to argue with giving or receiving cash. There aren't any fees that go along with giving gift cards, and it never expires. It might get moldy, but it won't expire. When giving cash, we stop by our local bank and pick up some gift envelopes for free. They're happy to hand them out, and who isn't happy to receive money in a bank gift envelope? It takes me right back to childhood, and nostalgia is a beautiful thing around the holidays. Number four, glass water bottles. What better gift for the environmentally and health conscious among us? We made the switch to all glass water bottles about a year ago and haven't looked back. Before that, we were using a new glass each time we needed a drink. Nowadays, we're doing a lot fewer dishes and enjoying H2O whenever our little hearts desire. And they make for wonderful, frugal holiday stocking stuffers. When you're out hiking, one of our favorite free activities, or just stuck in your car on a long trip, it's super awesome to have cold water to wet your whistle up to 24 hours after leaving your front door. Number 5, books, journals, or sketchbooks. It's hard to go wrong with something to read or write in. These are some of our favorite stocking stuffers for people who have everything or who are a little on the eccentric side. There's a book to fit every personality, and journals and sketchbooks are perfect for your most introspective and artistic friends. One of our favorite financial books is The Simple Path to Wealth by Jim Collins. But before giving this book, you better be sure the recipient wants to read about money. Don't worry, financial books aren't a requirement for gift-giving purposes. You can choose any topic. If you're interested in giving some blank sheets, try a unique journal or sketchbook. You can also find these at local craft shows or art shops, so keep your eyes peeled. Number 6, coasters. Coasters are fun for everyone. There are unique and personal coasters to fit every personality, and they're mostly a frugal gift, as long as you don't buy 10 of them. We found some spectacular circus-themed coasters at a local art shop when we were furnishing our renovated basement. It's safe to say that whatever someone enjoys, there's a coaster out there to suit their style. Number 7, brain teasers for the road. Do you know someone who likes to travel? A book of brain teasers might be the perfect holiday stocking stuffer for them. Something like this is a frugal yet awesome gift to keep them occupied on long road trips or plane rides. Number 8, wine toppers. Who doesn't love a glass of wine every now and then? I know I'm not alone here, but I also know that I don't always finish an entire bottle of wine, despite drinking with other people. Wine toppers come in every shape and size, and there's one to fit every personality, as long as that personality likes to drink wine. These can be found at any local winery, gift shop, or online. And number 9, homemade gift certificates. If you're strapped for cash or just want to save more of it, try this most frugal gift option, a homemade gift certificate. You can really get creative here, depending on the recipient. Make your own certificate, print it out, and wrap it up just as you would any other gift. As with any gift, presentation counts. Do they have kids? Give them a gift certificate for free babysitting so they can enjoy a night on the town. Are they busy working adults without time to cook a homemade meal? Give them a gift certificate that entitles them to a home-cooked meal at your house on a weekend of their choosing. The possibilities are truly endless with this one. You just listened to the post titled, Our All-Time Favorite Frugal Things to Stuff in a Holiday Stocking, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCH MONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Another way you could practice frugality around the holidays with friends and family is with a white elephant gift exchange. I like how this game adds surprise and entertainment to the gift-giving experience, making it potentially more memorable. It goes like this. First, you establish a budget that ensures affordability for all involved. The goal is for everyone to contribute one quirky, amusing, artfully wrapped gift that aligns with the designated spending limit. The game then follows a structured sequence, starting with everyone drawing numbers to determine the order in which they'll choose or steal gifts. Each person in number order either opts for a new wrapped gift or playfully steals one from another participant that is already open. I'm a fan of white elephant exchanges because it takes the pressure off trying to find the perfect gift for a specific person. And beyond its budget-friendly nature, it's just plain fun. The emphasis is more on the act of the exchange, making it playful and unexpected, and spending time together, versus the gift itself. But I think that does it for today. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you on tomorrow's episode, where your optimal life awaits.